Officials in Washington say the United States will be consulting with allies in West Africa and Europe on ways to bring pressure on military authorities in Guinea in the wake of the announcement from Conakry that a group of officers has seized power. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Wood said the United States will be examining options, including possible U.S. aid cuts, to try to reverse the coup, which occurred hours after the death Monday of Guinea's longtime president Lansana Conté. Officers from the so-called National Council for Democracy and Development said coup leader Moussa Dadis Camara would become head of state and that elections will be held before the end of 2010. Spokesman Wood told reporters there should be an immediate return to civilian rule.
One of the things we want to see happen immediately is a restoration of civilian democratic rule. We're very disappointed that this transition process in Guinea doesn't have any civilian component. So we obviously want to see civilian democratic constitutional rule back in Guinea as soon as possible.
Wood said the situation on the ground in Conakry is calm but tense with an overnight curfew in place. He said the U.S. review of options would begin immediately despite the year-end holidays, though he gave no indication when decisions might be made. The Bush administration is obligated by an act of Congress to halt non-humanitarian aid to countries in which civilian rule is overturned by a military coup. It suspended more than $20 million worth of military aid, peacekeeping training, and other assistance to Mauritania after the coup there last August, and it continues to call for the release and return to office of detained former Mauritanian President Sidi Mohamed Abdoulaye. The United States has various aid programs in Guinea, including military training, democracy promotion, and agriculture, though spokesman Wood had no overall dollar figure for the assistance. The late Guinean President Conté had ruled the country with an authoritarian hand since a 1984 coup, but had been elected to the office three times, most recently in 2003 when the opposition boycotted the vote. The State Department said Tuesday it hoped that a more democratic governing structure would emerge in Guinea after the death of President Conté. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.